Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, guys. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and it is November the 8th, Monday. And today and right now, you're going to get your spiritual feeding. I'm so thankful, God, that you have blessed me with this ability first and, you know, with the palette of a show to give you your 15 minutes feeding. We're going to get into this each and every day, Monday through Friday. The times may change, so stay posted on the site for the timing. But this week, we're talking about commitment to the community, and it's so important that we start to have a commitment to our community. We have a commitment to so many other things in life, our family, our spouses, our jobs, but let's have a commitment to our community. And, you know, my goal with doing this spiritual feeding is to reach as many people as I can, because the first thing you want to do before you do anything is feed yourself spiritually. So I wanted to bring that to the show. And we're going to get into it. So we're talking about commitment to the community. And I'm going to read you a short little story. It's called A Knock for Kiana. Now, today's scripture is love thy neighbor, or love that neighbor of mine. And the second is unto it, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. That's Matthew's 22, verse 39. I'm going to read that again. And the second is like unto it, that, or thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And that's Matthew's chapter 22, verse 39. Sharon jumped up at 11 Sharon jumped at the 11 knock at the door. Who in the world, she thought, as Sharon walked to the door, she shushed the dog from barking. Who is it? She said, "Hi, my name is Valerie. I live right behind you. I'm looking for my daughter, Kiana. Have you seen her?" Sharon flung the door open at the sound of her neighbor's query voice. "No, no, I haven't seen her. What's your daughter's name?" "Kiana. I have told her a million times not to leave the house before I go to work, but she doesn't listen to me." Valerie's desperate eyes glassed over with tears. "Here's my number. Please call me if you see my daughter." Valerie then left. Sharon closed the door and leaned against it. She thought, "It is truly a shame that I do not even know my own neighbor or my own next-door neighbor. I blew the second greatest commandment to love my neighbor as myself." That's a story, and this comes out of the Women's Bible. It's called Women's of Color Devotional Bible. You can actually go to barnesandnobles.com and put in Women A Colored Devotional Bible. Is a really, really good Bible. Again, suggest everybody to get a personal Bible for themselves to wake up and feed yourself spiritually. Shout out to Lady Axe. She was in the building last night. But, you know, Jesus Christ singles out the two greatest commandments ever given to mankind. And the first one is to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And the second one is to love your neighbor as yourself. You know, a lot of us see, I know a lot of us like, "Look, my neighbors is off the hook. I ain't got time for these drama fight," and I can understand that. But are you living up to the second greatest commandment of your Lord and Savior? Now, it's not always easy. You know, in Jesus' definition of a neighbor, it can be found in the parables of a good Samaritan. Go to Luke 10, verses 30 to 37, every day, like every day of your life, you are surrounded by neighbors. Every day you're surrounded by neighbors. You're surrounded by neighbors at the grocery store. You're surrounded by neighbors at the school. You're surrounded by neighbors at work. Everyone you encounter is your neighbor. And we need to start to understand that. Everybody we encounter, they're our neighbors, whether they're strangers or not. Now, once you get to the point that you have committed yourself to making God, you know, who is love, the center of your life, then you should, you know, become compassionate and merciful for your neighbors. You know, just try to develop the spirit of being the neighbor Jesus commanded. Just try, work on it every day. Now, there's no better time than right now to begin doing what God commanded. Now, I have to say this, I'm not the most perfect person in the world, or, you know, I haven't always been great to my neighbors, and I'm not going to say that I never had any issues with, you know, any of my neighbors, but the thing is, you have to have grace and mercy on your neighbors. If you got some neighbors that's just off the hook and, you know, they got issues and they always fighting and arguing, you know, you want to pray for them that they get grace and mercy. You want to pray that God continue to bless them. And that's what we're talking about. This week we're going to be talking about, again, for those who are just tuning in, you're now live with Diva Spa Radio, and this is your spiritual feeding. We're talking about commitment to the community, and we're talking about loving thy neighbor, you know, and just learning from reading the word that, you know, the single two greatest commandments ever given to mankind by God is to, one, to love God with all your heart, your body, your mind, and soul, and for two, is to love your neighbor as you love yourself. You know, your neighbor probably did some wrong things to you or lied on you or talked about you, and, you know, you're feeling some type of way about your neighbor, but, you know, we want to do what's important, what God tells us to do. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not a super Christian. I'm not a perfect person or whatever the case may be. You know, but it's just the reality of the matter is you want to do what's in God's eyes. That's what's most important. I want you to call in at 347-850-1521 and give me your opinion and pray with me and bug out with me. Again, that's 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I got some exciting news for you guys in a little bit. I'm going to do that. By maybe the end of the show. Yeah, maybe by the end of the show, or if not in the middle of the show. But I want to get into some hot music. I think I'm going to play some Marvin Sapp. Yeah, definitely going to play some Marvin Sapp because you got to have, oh, you guys, you got to have, you know, spiritual music. You got to have uplifting things going on around you is very important. Again, it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. This is your spiritual feeding. Let's go, y'all.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, I'm better, so much better. I made this house other than me that could declare you made it. Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have
made it. Tell him, never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say it with me.
Never would
have
made it.
Oh.
Never could have made it without.
Welcome back, you guys. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. And you know what? I never would have made it if it wasn't for the Lord. That was Marvin Sapp with the song, Never Would Have Made It. Such a beautiful song, such a presence. And I like what he said at the end of the song. You know, sometimes I got to encourage myself. I just look at the mirror and I say, I'm stronger and I'm wiser and I'm so much better. Like, I really take the time out and have been taking the time out to look back over all the things that I've been through. You know, even in my office right now, looking at my son's picture, I have a picture of us when he was very, very small. And, you know, I was so young at that time, and I was thinking, like, I was so confused and not knowing who I was at that time in my life. Young, probably like 20, 21 years old with a baby and, you know, just going down the wrong route. And I'm so glad that God spared my life and spared me. And, you know, and I have to think about it because what I'm talking about on today and on this week and what we're talking about is the commitment to the community. That's this week's topic. And we're talking about, you know, loving your neighbor. I think about that. I was somebody's neighbor at that time. And I got to say thank you to all the people that helped Diva Mary Kay out or helped Ebony B out at the time. You know, when I was somebody else's neighbor, I needed somebody to watch my son, and I could trust that person. And, you know, while I went to work or whatever the case may be, and even when I was lost and confused, they always talked to me. We always talk to one another and encourage one another. But sometimes, not even sometimes, a lot of time, y'all, we got to encourage ourselves. Think, no matter, even to today, no, today is November the 8th, 2010. If you look back last year, November the 8th, 2010, I don't care what it is, either your situation got better or it got worse. But whatever the case may be, you need to keep encouraging yourself. Keep encouraging yourself because the more that you do this, by November the 8th, 2012, you'll be a whole different person. I promise you, you will. You have to reach out to your neighbors, and that's what we're talking about on today, reaching out to your neighbor. And this is how we can apply this week. Now, you meet one new neighbor a day. for the next 5 days. For the next 5 days, just meet one new neighbor a day. And also, when you go to the grocery store, while standing in line at the grocery store, turn around and compliment the person standing behind you. Just, it doesn't matter what it is. Oh, I like your shoes, or I like your hairstyle, or you look nice today. I like how you carry yourself. I just wanted to let you know that, because God put that on my heart to just let you know that you are special to him. And even while you're driving in your car, you know, there's a couple of ways that you can start this process of healing. And you can start this process of one of the most important commandments that God gives us, two of them. The first one is to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And the second one is to love your neighbor as you love yourself. So when you're driving in your car to work or to school or whatever the case may be, let about 7 people merge in front of you. Give them the way. You know, just try to be kind. Be kind to everyone at work for 1 week, or at school, or wherever you at. Be kind to everyone for 1 week. I promise you, you will see a change, first of all, within yourself, and second of all, within the people around you. Continue to pray to God. You know, after you do this, after you meet one new neighbor, and after you turn around and compliment somebody in the grocery store, and then after you let those 7 people merge in front of you, and, you know, and after you be kind to the people at work, just pray to God that he helped you become the best neighbor you can be possible. Because we know, now that we know that neighbors are not just next door. They in the grocery store, they at home, they everywhere. You know, they the people that you see when you shopping, when you out shopping for the clothes or whatever, at the laundromat. These are your neighbors. God says that your neighbors are everywhere. And I'm not saying that you're going to get off to some type of super Christian, perfect start, and I'm not saying this for you to be nice to people, because that's not going to get you to the kingdom of the Lord. It's not. A lot of people think, you know, if I be nice and if I be a good Samaritan, you know, I look out for people, God gonna bless me. No, that's just one of the commandments. It's 12 commandments. And we gotta remember that. It's 12 commandments, people. And even if you follow all the commandments, that still is not enough. It's still not enough. The more you get that personal relationship with God, and you start to go to the house of God, and you start to feed yourself spiritually, mentally, physically with the word of God, then you will start to understand, because it took me too. Don't get me wrong, y'all. I'm not a super Christian. But I knew, and I know that I love the Lord, and I know the Lord loves me. And I'm starting today. I started yesterday, but I'm starting today with conditioning myself. I have a show that God blessed me with. And it's nothing for me to take out this time and just give praise to the Lord and say thank you. We got about 6 minutes left into the show, so I'm going to just say thank you for everyone that tuned in, everybody that's listening. I'm praying over you now that no weapons be formed against you shall not prosper, shall not work, and that you just start today. Start your journey with the Lord today and just know it's going to be a rough journey. Do not despise the chastening of the Lord. This is a chase. And you can reach out to me. Follow me on Twitter at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryK. And also follow me on Facebook at Facebook Ebony.Brinson. You can also check out my blog spot at www.divaspot.blogspot.com. And just give me your information, or, you know, send me a little note or a message, and I'd definitely love to talk with you. I got a couple of shows lined up from the beginning to the end of the week. So I'm going to end this with a prayer, and then we're going to get into some music. Father God, I just thank you, Lord, for continuing to bless me. Father God, help me, dear God, to obey your commandments, to love my neighbor as myself, Lord, even when I don't want to, even when they have done wrong to me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Fill me with a loving and tender heart, Lord. Father God, I know I've been through a lot, and, you know, from my past, and it has caused me to be cold, but fill my heart now with loving and tenderness, Lord. Most powerful and all capable God, help me to increase my love for my spouse, for my children, for my parents, for my family, for my friends, for my neighbors, and for my community, Lord. Poor, the rich, and the lost, and the saved, Lord. Father God, continue to bless them, Lord. Just continue to bless them and be with them and never, ever give up. And y'all don't ever, ever give up on yourself. God is always going to be with you. God is always going to be that strong tower for you. He's always going to be the way maker, but you got to believe in him. And so many times we say, oh, you know, I done fell and I don't know how to get up. Just know we fall down, but we're going to get back up, y'all. We're going to get into this music, Donnie McCaughlin, and do we fall down, but we'll get back up. I love you and peace be with you guys.
We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. Oh, yes. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down. But we couldn't stay there and got up. Say now.
We fall.
Arms open wide, run to his arms.